When Washington voters approved legalizing recreational marijuana in 2012, people jumped in to be part of a new business opportunity. Today, it's a multi-million dollar business. It's also overwhelmingly white, and the obstacles for people of color to join the industry are many. From KUOW's City of Dreams team, Ruby DeLuna introduces us to an African-American family who are staking their future on pot, despite those barriers.
In farming, winter is a quiet time when the ground rests and crop farmers prepare for the planting season.
So everything kind of, it starts in here.
Here at the Hollingsworth Cannabis Company in Shelton, it's cloning season.
These are the mumps, and they are all different strains.
Joy Hollingsworth walks through rows of marijuana plants that fill the main greenhouse. The cuttings from these plants will be set aside to grow roots. Her brother Raft explains that once they're rooted, they'll go into gallon-sized pots while they'll continue to grow and veg. When they're ready, they'll be transferred to the production house to flower.
And then we'll have our first harvest in April. And then we'll harvest every week in our production houses.
Hollingsworth says when they first started growing in 2013, it was rough. They were city kids who grew up in Seattle central area and didn't know a thing about farming.
We did not have really a garden or anything like that.
But that didn't stop them. Like the hundreds of people who applied for a pot license, they were a brand new business and full of aspirations.
So when we came out here and we had to learn agriculture, it was YouTube and trial and error.
And it wasn't just learning how to farm. The greenhouses always had something that needed fixing.
Yeah, every year was just always about getting better. Our efficiencies, how we grow outside, our processing, how we do deliveries, everything from start to finish.
Everything.
Hollingsworth says this is the first year where everything is coming together. You know you've made it when you're on TV with Anthony Bourdain. Last November, they were featured on Parts Unknown.
I've been smoking some of your products, so if I'm a little unfocused.
Before this, you did?
What's that?
Before this.
It was Raph's idea to get into the pot business. Soon after the law passed, he called a family meeting. He put together a 32-page PowerPoint presentation to convince them this was a great opportunity for the entire family. Everybody thought it was a good idea, but Joy initially held out.
At first, I thought he was crazy. I thought it was a great idea, the whole concept, but I didn't think we'd follow through with it until we bought the land and I saw my dad retire. And like Raph said, it was the point of no return. And I said, okay, I better get on board and help out.
By then, every family member was all in. Their father invested $120,000 of his retirement savings. Joy and Raph say they're fortunate to have that. Banks won't lend money to pot businesses. There are other barriers, too.
They don't have a person that sit there, a bookkeeper, or do their paperwork, or a lawyer. So that industry, a lot of them lack some of the things that others would have or would have access to.
Ollie Garrett is a board member of the State Liquor and Cannabis Board. According to a recent agency audit, African Americans and people of color represent less than 10% of producers and retailers. Garrett says she'd like to change that, but the board is also hampered by state law.
We do have a law here called I-200. It's where you can't have set-asides in certain things unless you've gone through a process to prove disparity.
That means they can't allocate licenses for minorities. In the meantime, the board regularly solicits input from retailers and producers to help smooth the process.
Come on, Joy! Raph, whatever.
Back in Shelton, work comes along. Three employees are trimming buds. Joy and Raft are making pre-rolled joints.
So when we first, you guys have no idea. I've been with him all day yesterday on an airplane.
All kidding aside, the siblings say the best part about starting a business together is working with family. In many ways, this is the new American dream.
This is like the dot-com boom in 96. So everybody's figuring it out. I don't know if the bubble's going to burst, but
I think this will be the last big opportunity
for our generation.
Anything you do with your family, entrepreneurship, business, being able to create a better life for people is that American dream. That's what people come to this country to search for. And so we're grateful for that opportunity. But this could possibly be, like Raph said, the last big new frontier in our lifetime.
The Hollingsworths say they reached a milestone. When they first started, they relied on their parents and retired relatives to help out at the farm. A year and a half ago, they were able to employ a handful of people year-round and hire seasonal workers during peak season. In Shelton, I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.